Well, we've taken Mozart's original setting and updated it to the early 60s, the golden age, I think, of the Bond films, Dr. No, Thunderball, From Russia with Love, From Opera Columbus with Love. And we've taken the story and given it that twist, and we've shaken up the opera, and we hope you'll be stirred. I think it's really important when you update or you take a new, when you reimagine a classical piece, what you want to do is be absolutely beholden to the creators of the piece. In other words, we really feel that Mozart himself would approve and appreciate of this update. He was known to be a prankster, a mischief maker. He loved tweaking the noses of the people in power and being cheeky. And he was one of the world's great smart alecks. And this is nothing if not a smart alecky production. And but we don't change the character names. We don't change their intentions, and we certainly don't change a note of the music.
What do people need to know to enjoy this opera beforehand?
They need to know that this is going to be fun and that there's nothing precious or uptight about this evening. You need to come a Friday or Sunday, grab a glass of bourbon at the bourbon bar. There's a film element. We got momentum in this show. So they're running around as ninjas. It's just, and the cast sings this just impeccably. They're just fantastic and they're hilarious. The star of the show, in this show for us, is Miles McKennan, and he's singing Belmonte. He's James Bond. And he launches the collaboration we have with the Juilliard School. So he's our first Juilliard star. So he's been working all year. I heard him about a year ago and offered the role to him. And so it's been great. It's great for his development. It's awesome for Columbus. And he's fantastic.
Why are people speaking in an opera?
Because it's a comedy.
Except that it's very difficult musically.
It is so hard, which honestly, I think that's why it's not programmed a lot. And the way that we've cast it, and the Southern is so beautiful for this because the acoustics are great. The Columbus Symphony is fabulous, but it's not a huge orchestra. So that I could pick voices that sound great in this theater that handle the music with ease because they're not trying to fill a 2,000-seat house.
When James Bond goes away and takes the women with him and the martini glass, what's coming up next?
First of all, the martini glass is not going away. But the next show is Carmen, which comes up first week of May. And we'll have our second Juilliard star, Avery Amaral, come and debut her role with us.